Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm Acerak, the undead wizard, here to interview another villain. But first, this week, we are sponsored by Queen Titania's Makeover Services. Got somebody to impress? Want to look at yourself in the mirror and see something different? The Queen of All Fairy is here to revolutionize your hair, dress, and makeup. Who better than the monarch of the beguiling folk to change everything about the way you show up in the world? Soon your beauty will ensnare even the most righteous of adventurers. Contact Queen Titania in the heart of the Feywild. Speaking of makeup, we have an expert with us today. Please welcome to the show, Thacko the Clown.
But if you're not careful, I'll make you feel sorrow. And soon you'll be so sad that I'll put you in the ground low. Thacko, Thacko, wee!
Oh my god, what a performance.
I'm Thacko! I paint on my makeup, I put on my nose, and I run the rides at the Witchlight Carnival!
Interesting. We don't get a lot of carnies on the show. What makes you evil, Thacko?
I try my best to make sure that the children at the carnival are as miserable as I am.
Oh, how do you do that?
Well, I mostly tell them that they're doing it wrong. If they get on the spinning teapots, I tell them they look like dirty peasants. If they laugh at the elephants, I tell them that Alfred the elephant has a terminal illness and will die soon. If I do their face paint, I always include at least one tear on the cheek. When they look at themselves in the mirror, they feel a little bit sad, but they don't know why. Some people think it's a petty sort of evil, but I think it's insidiously depressing.
You know, not only that, I think that making children sad is one of the purest forms of evil there is.
You really think so?
Absolutely, I think so.
It's good to get some reassurance. I'm plagued with self-doubt.
Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like you're not good enough?
Probably because of my parents. They wanted me to be a banker. But instead, I ran off and joined the circus! They pretend to be proud of me, but I know the truth.
Parental disapproval can be troubling, but do you know what I did?
No. What?
I killed them and ate them. I feel superior to them now.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I'm not really a cannibal clown. You know, it? The it? They're really on top of the game when it comes to ingesting children. I prefer to kill them with sadness.
Well, I'm sure you're doing your best at that.
Maybe one day, though. It's something to aspire to. Killing and eating your parents. Or
maybe I could cause a contagion of suicides.
You know, as I think about it more, I suppose that cannibalism is rather advanced.
So you're saying I'm not advanced? I knew it! I'm no good at all. I mean, I'm not even good enough at being bad.
Oh, just keep trying, Thacko. You'll get there eventually.
I don't know. I feel like my evil doing career hasn't gone very far. I really want to make a miserable mark on the world. I'm usually so sad, and I want other people to feel the same way. I just want to ruin the circus experience. No, wait. I want people to be unable to enjoy anything. The living embodiment of anhedonia.
That's really interesting. You know, most evildoers dream of empire. They want the giant lair with the boiling lava moat. Or they want villagers to bow down and pay them tribute. But if we lived in a world where people were unable to enjoy things, why, everyone would be so mean to each other. You'd be recruiting ordinary people for the service of evil. That would be quite a trick.
I'm glad you see the vision. Not a lot of evildoers do. I got laughed out of the 95th Annual Maleficence Convention. They all said I wasn't evil enough to be there.
Oh, don't listen to the people at Malcon. They're just snobs.
The worst part was that they enjoyed laughing at me. And my goal is to destroy laughter. I felt like a real failure.
That's tricky.
That's the real problem with my act right now. People see how miserable I am and they enjoy it. I want them to feel bad for me.
Have you tried being more pathetic?
I really try, but I'm just so bad at it. Nobody will ever understand my sorrow. How do I make them really feel it?
Well, one suggestion, if you want a suggestion, is that you could try injuring yourself and make it seem like an accident. Then start crying. I think if you start crying, it would be hard for people to laugh at you. Most people are sympathetic to that sort of thing.
It's a gamble. If they're inclined to laugh, they might laugh harder at the crying, bleeding clown. But if my audience includes good people, they'll feel bad for me.
Precisely. You've already got the evil ones, people who are willing to laugh at misfortune. You only have to convert the good ones, and those people will try to console you.
And then I can just stay sad. I'll just keep crying. More people will gather around, filled with guilt at their ineptitude to console me. No matter what they do, it won't be enough. Because I'm a bottomless pit of need!
Right, and then they'll have their day ruined, and they'll have less energy to help others who are more deserving than you of help.
That's a great plan, Asarak. If only I could be so clever.
Yes, you're truly pathetic, aren't you? Listeners, pay attention to how pathetic Thacko is.
I can never think of anything smart.
What a miserable creature you are.
I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid.
If this elicits any sympathy in you, listeners, go find Thacko at the Witchlight Carnival. Maybe you can cheer him up.
Oh, you're using my misery to promote me? Another brilliant idea I couldn't have thought of.
Oh, you weren't hamming it up at all?
No.
Oh, that's just how you are. You're delightfully melancholy, Thacko.
Nobody's ever called me delightful before.
Oh, no. I'm making you happy. That won't do. We better stop the show here before I make you any happier.
Oh, well, I felt good for a second there before I got crushed.
Yes, excellent. Now get off my show.
Okay.
Even though evil-doing snobs look at Thacko and don't see anything special, I see somebody who is practicing an advanced form of villainry. We had Strahd on the show, a blood-sucking vampire. Thacko is an energy-sucking vampire. Good people see Thacko and want to improve his situation, and they waste their time and energy on a hopeless case. Thacko is manipulative, without even trying to be. He draws people in and ruins their day for as long as he can. And isn't that what evil is all about? Villains, I don't want you to be as plagued with self-doubt as Thacko is. Go forth and spread evil, and know that you are doing the right thing by doing the wrong thing. Anyway, my point is, kill them all!